Live from the Quicken Loans studios, I am Jim Rome. Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Quicken Loans. All right, clones, I can do for you. I did hit you with back-to-back interviews, so I can now do for you. I can do for you by bringing you back in, by taking your telephone calls, by reading your emails, by giving you your show back. I can do for you after back-to-back interviews. So let's go ahead and do this. I've got a phone line open right now. Best call gets it. 1-800-636-8686. Maybe you don't want to be on the air, but you want to make your presence felt. You want to participate. Great. Follow me on Twitter. Still the fastest way, easiest way. I'd even argue the best way to get in. Follow me at Jim Rome. If you're not about social and you want to email me directly, you can do that too. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. The subject of this email, JK Forehead. Jim, two quick questions. How many barrels of makeup are used to get him ready for the show? And two, who pays for that? John in New York. My man, Johnny.
Hey, John.
All right, I'll be honest. I'm not sure whether or not JK wears makeup. Now, if I were him, I would. But I don't know if he does. The XR4TI is kind of funny about this. Some of the guys back there, not everybody back there wears makeup. Hey, New York, can you get a shot of the XR4TI? Yo, fellas, show of hands. Who's caking up before we go on the air? Oh, none of them are admitting it. Alvin's like, dude, I am. Of course I am.
Dude.
All right, so like half the guys are? Everybody except the guy who needs it most, Hawk. All right, so everybody back there gets makeup except Hawk. James Kelly, right? He's got to. So, to answer your question, how many barrels of makeup are used to get him ready for the show? Several. Who pays for that? Probably comes out of my check. I haven't looked lately. I better, though.
Sad me.
This goes back to last Friday. John in New York. He's not the only one thinking about last Friday, apparently. So is this guy on email, Rome. Friday may have been one of the best hours of the show ever. Right in front of the impromptu Stevie Wonder one-liner calls and right behind Armageddon. However, I completely forgot to check the DVR version of that segment until today. There is a 0% chance that James Kelly shows back up in studio again. As hilarious as it was to see Hawk suffocating in laughter while being choked out by his top button and you having to back away from the desk to gather yourself, it would be complete man's game to see James back in studio this Friday. Matt in Poland Springs. All right, Hawk, let me check with you on something. I haven't really debriefed at length with James Kelly about how that went. Listen, you know the guy. You sit next to the guy. After all, he is, quote, that other guy next to Hawk on Friday. How did that go for him, and what do you think the odds are that he makes it back in Friday for more of the same?
I think, honestly, Jim, that he would show up Tuesday if you'd let him. He loved it. He absolutely adored all of the heat coming his way. He admits that he has a giant forehead. He knows he has a giant forehead. And it was only a matter of time before someone picked up on it, like Eric in Orlando. And we had no hesitation getting that email to you because it was true. And James was one of the people that said, please, I'd like this read on the air.
Picking up on the size of that guy's forehead. And it's abnormal. I mean, that's a big forehead to be sure. Hey, JK, it's not your fault. You got to play the hand you're dealt, right? Maybe they can land a tomcat on that forehead. Hey, listen, it's one thing to point it out, but to point it out the way Eric and Orlando did is what set that thing off.
But James brings it upon himself by sitting front and center. He literally couldn't pick.
Does he have a choice?
A more obvious. Yeah, he could switch with Austin or Keith and sit in the back, or he could sit out of the studio. It's just an internet connection he needs. He doesn't have to be in here. He brings that forehead in. And when you bring that forehead in, the same way Alvin is subjected to it, and I'm subjected to it, and Chael Jr. is subjected to it, you get it from the clones. And Dallas. Dallas gets it, too, for his, his amazing personality. So That's what happens when you sit on this side of the glass.
Well, we all knew when they brought the cameras in and we put this thing back out, we all knew this was going to happen. I didn't suspect, and I should have. I guess I was lulled into this false sense of, hey, they're not picking up on how gigantic that guy's forehead is. Maybe he's safe. Maybe it's all right. But all it took was one. All it ever takes is one, and Eric in Orlando was that one. And Hawk, how great was it to have them killing somebody other than you?
This was the same week that I was diagnosed by a real doctor as being dumb and fat. And all James Kelly had to do was bring his ginormous forehead into the studio, and I got completely off the hook. And it's also the same week Bartolo took one off the stomach, and I was being equated to looking like Bartolo. So it was great that James Kelly came in.
God, there's nothing like a guy jumping on a grenade for the team. And he did that for you, Hawk. He did that for you.
Bounced right off his giant forehead.
What have you done for him?
I haven't done anything for James, but I'll find it in my heart. I'll find it in my heart to do something.
Find it in your head, man. Find it in your fat ass to do something for him. Come on, man. Hawk, this guy took unbelievable shrapnel for you. Well, I'll find it in my heart. Yeah, you do that, Hawk. Find it in your big gut, too, to do something for JK. Hawk, right when I think that you don't disgust me. Come on, man. That guy picked you up in such a huge way. Do you know how much heat that guy took and how much heat he took off you? James freaking Kelly. Hey, JK, you can come in here as often as you want. Why wait till Friday? And by the way, I'm not here Friday, so you be sure you come in before Friday. 1-800-636-8686. It was an amazing hour. I haven't laughed that hard at anything on this show. Literally, I haven't laughed that hard at anything on this show that I've said, that a guest has said, that anybody has said, as Eric in Orlando setting that up. Pimp. Email here. Pimp. I've heard that Sparrow has been medically diagnosed with fat and stupid. But damn, kid, you don't have to rock the slim fit button downs. Pop one of those buttons off before your gut or your neck does it for you. Jeff from the 919, wore wearing clothes that fit. I guess I'd argue that they used to fit or they would fit if he didn't chunk up. But I'm not sure with that button at the top thing. I mean, that's the fad. That's what guys do. He's not the only one. In Hawk's defense, he is not the only guy doing that. I can't get there. I'm not feeling that. All right, like I said, we went back-to-back interviews, so it's only right that I give you back your show. I've done it with email. I've done it with Twitter. Let's try the phone calls before I go back to one of my takes or rants. Let's go to Vancouver. Matt in Van. Line number one. What's going on, Matt? How are you?
What's going on, Rome? Peyton Squatter's legacy is growing nicely here. Did I seriously hear one of these fat, puffy human cattle email in cracking us for being skinny? Rome, what's next? This guy going to email in and crack on us for having a nice full head of hair or a nice smile for being able to pick up the finest women? Come on, man. And, Rome, I want to personally thank the Vegas Golden Knights for shutting up that insufferable hellhole city of Winnipeg. Appreciate that, Golden Knights. By the way, half that roster is Canadians, and they will be winning the Stanley Cup this year. Also, quickly, Rome, we're tired of American crap getting sent up here to get polished up like Johnny Manziel. Keep your drug-addled trash down south. We don't need that crap up here in our crappy-ass league. Thanks for the vine, Pimp. Touch base later.
Gotta rock him. Matt and Van, gotta rock him. And unless you want to hear that guy again at the end of the program, you better step up and do better. Or you're going to hear that guy again at the end of the program. He's tired of us sending their crap, our crap up there, to polish up. Johnny Manziel. I've got thoughts on Johnny Manziel. 1-800-636-8686. In fact, Johnny Manziel is back. Johnny Football going to be back playing some football, but it's in Canada. So a couple of years after wrecking his rep, his rental properties, any chance he had of getting back in the NFL, the former first-rounder is going north of the border to finally begin his comeback season that he's been talking about for so long. And I'll be straight. Unlike Matt in Vancouver, I'm not here to clown this guy. In fact, I think he's doing the right thing. I think it's the right decision. You can only push so much merch and so many sweatshirts for so long. You can only tell people you're all about playing football, but not actually play football for so long. and why you can crush this guy for thinking that an NFL team was actually going to pick up the phone and call because he showed out in the spring league or he showed up at some college pro day in San Diego magically. You really can't take a run at this guy for going north of the border and finally putting a pen to paper and strapping on some pads. At least he's willing to do it. Hell, Tebow, your idol, wouldn't do it. Here are the deets of Manziel's two-year contract with the Hamilton Tiger Cats per my guy Jason Lockenfora. Two-year commitment without an escape clause for the NFL. $122,000 in base, $10,000 to sign, $18,000 in a housing stipend, and some decent incentives for playing time before he gets a bump in base for year two. I mean, look, the economics of the CFL obviously are not the economics of the NFL, and it's a fraction of what Manziel and his agent want to get that deal done. Hey, don't get me wrong. It's not a bad living if you're a 25-year-old kid, but a rather meager one for a guy only 4 years removed from being a first-round draft pick. And while I know that the U.S. dollar is doing some nice things north of the border these days, that's definitely not enough money to put in his bleeping hands.
How much money am I
f***ing hand? I can't hear you.
I'll call you back.
We'll call you back.
He'll call you back. He'll call you back. He'll call you back. Listen. He'll call you back. He'll call you back. He can't hear you. He'll call you back. He can't hear you. He's got too much bleeping money in his ear. He'll call you back. Listen, if the ball really is the thing, then that is really the right choice. If it's all about playing football, then it's his only choice. And it's set up pretty well for him. It's not a lock, but it's set up pretty well. He's got the right coach, could be playing in the right system. June Jones can coach quarterbacks up. He's never really had a guy quite like Manziel. And the fact that Johnny actually showed up on time and on the first day of camp, that's another sign that's pointing the right direction. Because Jeremiah Masoli is not giving up that starting job because John won a Heisman a half a lifetime ago. So, it's time to start drinking from the fire hydrant, John. I mean, yes, football is football, but it is a little different in Canada. The field is longer. There are 12 dudes coming at you instead of 11. Your receivers can get a running start, and you've only got three downs to deal with. And that's not going to be the only thing that's different. The nightlife in Hamilton, although I have not been, I'm going to assume it's a little less lit, than Hollywood. Those one-way tickets to Vegas are probably going to be a little bit tougher to book. But there is a bright side. You can't get kicked out of the Manning Passing Academy in Southwest Ontario. And your boy Drake is only a couple of miles away, if he's not still waiting for Kendrick Perkins in the tunnel. So yes, 2 years sounds like a lifetime. But you just threw 2 years away doing more damage to your livelihood and rep than anything that's going to happen in the next 2 years. And now that your personal life and mental health are better than they've been in years, here's hoping that that comeback season is more than just some slogan on a sweatshirt that you're pimping out. Because I still remember the dude that went out there and lit Nick Saban up a couple of times. I still remember the first freshman to win the Heisman. I remember the show that kid put on every time he touched the turf. I'm not saying that he can turn the clock back. I'm not saying he'll ever be that guy again, but I know that I remember it. And Johnny freaking football is finally back, hopefully, to playing some football. And that's a hell of a lot better of an ending than the story could have ever been. You know, when you get right down to it, this really isn't even about football, at least not primarily. This is about this guy getting his life back and doing the right things and making better choices. So I like this choice. I like this decision. That I can say. I've got no idea whether or not this guy's really willing to do the work. I've got no idea if he's there and he's going to stay there. But I like the decision. I can say that much. So, John, go to work. Get your ass to work.
Get your
Put
ass
in the
to
time.
Moss.
Get your ass to work.
Get your ass to Moss.
And let's see. Man, shut some people up. Prove some people wrong. It'd be one of the greatest comeback stories ever. Do it. Show that you're more, that you're about more than some lame slogan that you stamped on a couple of sweatshirts. It'd be an amazing story. For the record, I'm pulling for the guy. I would love to see it. I'm pulling for him, not against him. At Brian C. 60 tweets, Jim, the only cake Hawk gets before the show is chocolate, lemon, and birthday, and he loves it. Get it, Hawk? Not face cake. Chocolate cake, lemon cake, birthday cake, and you love it. Rome, did I just hear Matt in Van tell us we send our crap to Canada? That's odd. Seeing all Canadians have to do is walk into a local coffee shop and pick it up off the floor, then fling it.
Cut the crap.
Sarah T. in Providence. Sarah. She went there. Matt, she's got a point, all right? Can't really argue that. I mean, there are a lot of times where I've got to call Sarah out and check her hard, and not that time. She's right. All right, like I said, back-to-back interviews, and now I'm giving the show back to you. Look who's here. Okay, now, did you vet this, Hawk? Do you know for a fact that this is the guy? All right, the guy who started it all, Eric in Orlando, the guy who sent the email about James Kelly's sizable five head. He's on hold. We'll get to that phone call when we come back. Getting maximum performance out of anything depends on what you put into it. As an example, if you want to achieve maximum performance at work, then you put in the extra effort. When you want maximum performance from your kids, you put in the time and the tools. And when you want maximum performance from your vehicle, you put in Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Modern engines are smaller. They're more powerful. They operate at higher pressures than ever. The pressure in the engine is as much as five cars resting on a high heel. Higher engine pressures cause significant stress on the oil, so the oil has to be strong, and it's got to stay strong. Castrol Edge is formulated with fluid titanium technology. It helps to reduce friction and maximize engine performance. Castrol Edge is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. So you want to put it in your vehicle today. Castrol Edge. It's in my car. It should be in yours too. Castrol Edge.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Snoring is disrespectful and it's offensive, and you need to stop right now. Get a Zipa. Make everybody happy. Zipa, 100% guaranteed to work. ZYPPAH.com. ZYPPAH.com. I will reiterate, we went back-to-back interviews, so I'm trying to give you your show back. It is your show. Hit me up. Call me. Follow me on Twitter. Shoot me an email. Or do what this guy did. Shoot me an email on Friday, turn the show upside down, and then call on Monday to take credit for it. Got to be careful. If you're Eric in Orlando, and to be fair, when he sent that email, that was not the first time we saw him. We know this guy. This guy's called the program before. But when you do something that legendary, that iconic, you can only go down from there. I'm not saying you want to walk off on that. I'm just saying you're a legend right now. You run a risk by going back in. But it's the drug, isn't it? It's intoxicating. You get that feeling, you get that taste, you want that victory lap. So let's find out. And I do have a few questions for the guy. Eric in Orlando was the one who sent the email lighting up James Kelly for having an enormous forehead and literally setting the table for one of the best hours we have ever had on the program. Again, I'm going to say it's been probably 20 years since I've laughed at something that's happened on this show like that. Laugh that hard. I mean, like, I had to step away to try to gather myself. You would never know that before we were simulcast. I could have pulled that out before. Like, yeah, Rome must not have thought that was very funny. Oh, except I'm watching Rome on TV, and he unplugged his headphones and had to take a little walk. Because of this guy. He set it all up. Let's go to Orlando. Eric. Eric, what's going on? How are you? Uh-oh. Pick him up. Pick him up so I don't disconnect him. My bad. The problem with that is, Hawk, is it says line three on the call screener, right? What line is Eric on? Okay, on my screen it says line three. Eric, what's going on? How are you?
Hawk screwing up again.
What's up, Eric?
In the name of God, what have I done?
I was going to ask you the exact same thing. All right, so I got to ask, Eric, first of all, well done. Great job. An amazing email. Now, what was that? I mean, was that the first time you ever saw James Kelly, or had you been sitting on that thought and that blast for a little while?
I've kind of been sitting on it, and then you flash that photo of the Intrepid. But the vision I had, I was just watching the show, and I closed my eyes, and I had this vision of the Reagan, which is a super carrier, and I just had this thing steaming offshore with the running lights on and just the bow digging in a storm and saying, that's it. That's what it looks like. It looks like the front shot of the aircraft carrier Reagan. I mean, the thing is just, it's enormous. I mean, you paint some stripes on there and you could easily land any aircraft on it.
All right, so you're telling me then that the Intrepid is actually not big enough, that the Intrepid's too small.
Yeah, the Intrepid's an old carrier, Jim. That's old from the 70s area. I'm talking more like the Reagan, which is like, the square footage on that is just almost two-thirds bigger.
All right, so I didn't give the guy enough credit, so I'll try and do better next time. So what did you think of first? Did you think of the Reagan first, or did you think Peyton Manning when you saw him first?
Well, Peyton Manning, and then you were right. There was really no pink there, so I said, I'll just throw it in there anyway and see what happens.
All right, so Eric, what's the reaction been like? I mean, have you gone? Did you go immediately online? How has your life changed since you turned this show upside down all by yourself?
Oh, all my friends, they think it's hilarious, and I think it's hilarious, but I just can't. I'm gonna try to think of what I've done to make the show better and just keep doing it. I mean, it's just the thought just came into my head, and I had to post it out there, but I never dreamed that I'd crack you guys up, and I'm really proud of it.
You should be proud of it, and when I say ask what you can do to make the show better, generally people do not. Eric, you made the show much better. You made that day much better. That was an iconic jungle moment. So the question is, where do you go from here? How do you approach it from here?
Well, there's more to come. I can't just, it's just going to come to me, and I'll call in and hopefully make it better the next time.
You got anybody else on your radar right now? Or is it kind of organic? You have to wait and see.
Yeah, I was looking at the two guys in the back row, but I haven't come up with anything on them yet. So we'll let that work.
Nice job, Eric. Great talking to you, bro. Thank you very much. You did an amazing job. You made the show a hell of a lot better. Mostly you people don't when I say that. And when I say that, I'm not just throwing that out there. It's not just wasted speech. I mean that. Ask yourself, how do I make this show better? In your defense, I think a lot of times you think you are making the show better, but you're not. That guy did. That guy made the show much better. That guy did more than I did on Friday to make this show good. I can own that. There was nothing I said or did that was as good as what that guy did on that day. Eric in Orlando, remember that name. 1-800-636-8686. All right, short timeout. I want to set up that last segment and do it the right way. I may talk about the Marlins and Jeter. I may talk some more hockey. And I've got a few more things to get to. Maybe some horse racing. Or I could just bang telephone calls. We're having pretty good success doing that today. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Guaranteed phone calls this segment. If you're on hold, there's a high probability you're getting on the air. Do not hang up. I just need to take care of a thing or two. Do not hang up. ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, the Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Kyle in Houston asks, Jim, I noticed whenever Fabian calls, he is sometimes referred to as Flamian. Is this because he's off the wall, or was there a moment he earned that gloss? Thanks. Keep pimping, pimp. Is it because he's off the wall, or was there a moment where he earned that gloss? Yes. That's your answer, Kyle. No, yes. Way back in the day, Fabian. Fabian called. Did not last very long on a call, flamed out badly, and then became known not as Fabian, but Flamian. Fabian, Los Angeles, talk to me. What is on your mind?
Doggy dog. I swear, Rome, it's the most... Oh, man. Okay.
He flamed. I mean, he didn't last very long at all, right? I mean, I could play that thing again. I could play it three times again, and it wouldn't be out of line. Flamian.
Fabian, Los Angeles.
Listen to how old that sounds, too.
Talk to me. What is on your mind?
Doggy dog. I swear, Rome, it's the most... Oh, man. Okay, okay.
Meep! The most what? Flamian? Meep. Bill in Tampa writes, Romulus, did Janet go all out for the royal wedding? If so, were you awoken at 4 a.m. to her and her girlfriends clinking champagne flutes? Because I was, and it sucked. Bro, that sounds horrible. No, that did not happen. Janet did not get up as she threatened to and wake me up with her as she also threatened to. I had lots of takes in and around it, but we did not get up for it. Now, just saying, remind me, why are we having this conversation again? Why are you telling me about this? Do you know them? Do I know them? Do we know them? Then why are we talking about them? That does not impact me in any way. Not interested. Not interested. Janet's awesome like that. Like, I'm not so disrespectful as to tell my wife I'm not interested in what you're saying. I would never do that. But if she brings up like that, for instance, I'll put it in the form of a question. Do I know them? Do you know them? No, I mean personally. Then why are we talking about them? You know, these series of good questions and appropriate questions are actually code for not interested. And the best thing about Janet, she doesn't care if I am or I'm not. She's going to keep going. Did you not hear what I just said? Not interested. Yeah, anyway. So did you see this guy? Did you see them? Oh, so beautiful. Still not interested. Sorry about that, bro. Bill in Tampa, quote, because I was and it sucked. All right, then I could go to one of my takes. Man, I do want to talk about the Marlins and Derek Jeter. But instead, let's go to the phones. It's been a pretty good day for you clones on the phones. Let's go to Barstow. Mark, great to have you on the show. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Ron, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, I know I'm stepping out of my lane a little bit, but I'm going to try and hunt some smack. Rex and Albuquerque, your takes are like smoking crack. That first gets you so high, then the rest are just crap. And you sound like that guy that was trying to sell those terrible eye drops. And speaking of wooden and laconic, whatever happened to Jay Stu? It seemed with his appearance on that game show and Murder, She Wrote, his star was on the rise. But then he left the show, and his career was murdered. Speaking of famous people, to that, what's his name in Denver, did you sell the rights to your gloss to Zipa? Because their new commercials remind me of your lame takes that make us all snore. And to that pediatric doctor, the only thing about you that's pediatric is your takes. I mean, they sound like you ran them by a group of third graders before you called.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Mark, I don't know what your actual lane is. I just know you're not in it. You're right. You're way out of your lane. That was like a long, roundabout way of saying what many of you say about Rex. That it's not really Rex, it's actually Jason Stewart. Wooden and laconic. That's Stu's way of trying to get back on the program. It's not. They're two different people. They're not separated at birth. We don't need to see them both in the same room at the same time. Jay Stu's fine. He left the show. He's done great. He's had a few other gigs. He's still doing fine.
Without the nicks and cuts of a blade.
You know, I don't know whether or not he's still getting starring roles in movies like he used to. Or game shows like he used to. But Stu's fine. Stu's great. Stu's always going to be fine. People love Jay Stu. Jay Stu's a pro. He handles his business. Bro, which is more than I can say for you, man. You were all over the map with that phone call. Once again, when I give you an opportunity, I'm doing so thinking that you're going to be at least as good as what I have to say, if not better. I mean, right, I've used most of my really good material. I mean, you would argue. I'm not one of those guys who only has that one good segment. Oh, by the way, Hall of Fame voting, starting soon. Keep that in the back of your mind. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now, my category for the National Radio Hall of Fame is a voter-driven category. 2 weeks. So I've never been really comfortable saying, hey, can you vote for me? I don't want to be that guy who's showing for votes. But there are two things with that. Number one, I'm in a category where if I don't do it, I know other people in my category will be doing it. Fact. Number two, the category that I'm in is 100% voter-driven. It's not going to any media panelists. It's not going to any executives in the industry. It's going to a vote of the listeners. Can you keep that in the back of your mind? I mean, I'm not even going to play with this. I mean this sincerely. It would be an amazing honor to be in the Hall of Fame. And to anticipate your response already, damn, Rome, aren't you already in? How long have you been doing this? Like 90 years? No, I am not. It's an amazing honor. I am honored and humbled to even be nominated again. But I am not in. And this year, I've been on the ballot before, and it's not always like this. This year, it goes to a vote of listeners. And the people I'm going up against are very accomplished, very well pedigreed, and they're banging the drum themselves. So if I can get you to vote for me, that'd be great. The second thing that you've been saying when I bring this up is, aside from, aren't you in already? No. Okay, if we put you in, what do we get? Clones, why don't we just go in together? You get equity. You get the knowledge of knowing you put me in. Hey, by the way, hold that over my head for the rest of my days on this planet. You can go ahead and remind me of that every single time. Every one of you calls, you could start every one of your calls by saying, hey, Rome, you know, you wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame if, in fact, I ever get in without me, Rome. It's because of me, Rome. Fine. What are you going to do for me, Rome? I don't know. What do you want? Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, and maybe I can do it. I already gave you Romageddon. How many more things are left? What more do I have that you want? Let me know, because I might be willing to do it. Maybe. The voting is in 2 weeks. I will tell you how to do it as we get closer. 2 more weeks. Let's go to Northern California. Dan in NoCal. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm great. Everything's perfect here.
Yeah, everything's perfect here. My question is, the kids, it should be all about the kids these days. Where do the kids decide they're going to go to school? And I'm 100% Gaucho fan. We've gone to just about every basketball game since I was a little kid. Even though we live up here in North Cal, we love the Gauchos.
Hey, Dan, let me ask you something. Dan, are you a Gaucho? Did you go to UCSB?
The experience. I just need to know, because I love you, and I've been watching your show for a very long time.
All right, you got it. Let me answer that. Since you're not going to answer my question, let me answer yours. All right, Dan, thanks. He's asking where the kid's going to go. Logan is going to go to eighth grade. He's got no say in the matter. Jake is a junior in high school, so he's still got a year left. But again, Jake and Janet have been taking college trips. And Jake has looked around California. Here in California, it's an unbelievable racket. It is so hard to get into the top schools here in California because nobody wants to leave. People are coming in and nobody wants to leave, so it's tough. So Jake, who's now in 11th grade, went to look at Stanford. He went to look at Berkeley. He went to look at Santa Clara. He went to look at San Francisco. So they checked out Cali. Then Jake and Janet went to the Midwest, and they saw Northwestern, and they saw Notre Dame. And then they went to Missouri. Jake loves Missouri, loves Stanford, loves Notre Dame. To answer your question, Dan, he has not gone to UCSB yet. And the thinking being, we have a college counselor, because that's the way of the world. Believe me, when I went to UCSB, I did not have a college counselor, nor any tutors for standardized tests. Back when I went to college, we all applied to the UC system and tried to get into the best school we could. We shot for Berkeley. If that didn't happen, we shot for UCLA. If that didn't happen, we tried for Santa Barbara or San Diego. The counselor says, you can go to UCSB. It's an easy trip. Take the other trips first because you can get in your car and go to Santa Barbara. So we've not been yet, Dan. You know, I'd love to see my boy go to UCSB. You know, I'd love to see my boy go to Santa Barbara. I'd love to see both my kids be Gauchos. Would love it. However, I'm paying for it, but they do have a big say in where they want to go. I'm not going to make them go somewhere they don't want to go just because I'm paying for it. My old man tried to do that to me, and I was not too big on that. We took a couple of college trips, and my old man's like, oh, you're going to love it here. I'm like, really, Dad? Because I hate it here. This town sucks. No names mentioned. Wait for it. I can't do it. Alvy, don't look at me like that. I was about to blow up one of our affiliates. I just can't do it. Hawks, shut your face, man. You didn't even go to college. Hawks, look at me like, come on, man. Do it. And I got off the airplane. My old man's walking me around campus going, this place is incredible. I'm like, really, Dad? It sucks. Nah, you're going to do great here. I'm going to do great here. Wait a minute. Am I going here? And that was one of my all-time favorites. I thought I had this locked and loaded. I could not wait to tell this to my old man. I'm like, really? I'm going here. Hey, Dad, I'm the one that busted my ass for 4 years. Don't you think that I should get to pick where I want to go to college? And he looked at me and he goes, really? Who's paying for it? I said, well, you are. He's like, yeah, well, no, you don't get to pick where you want to go to college. I'm paying for it. And that conversation went south from there. That went about as well as when I told him I wanted to take an extra quarter to graduate. Also an unpleasant conversation. Hey, Romy, love how Dan rolled straight through that stop sign at third base. You should have run him before he got tagged out at home. Rolling in Pittsburgh. Sometimes guys are on the phone and they're hyped up and they're talking and they can't hear me talking to them. So it's all right. He did run through a stop sign. I was the third base coach, way down the line, both arms outstretched, screaming, stop, stop. Homeboy ran right through me and got thrown out by 15 feet. It'll happen. It's all right. Huge calls coming up. I wonder who's going to win, an American or a Canadian. You have Winnipeg getting beaten by Vegas. America looking for any reason whatsoever to take an unsolicited run at Canada, who's off to the side, minding its own business, with the exception of Matt in Vancouver and Tyler in Edmonton talking about how good-looking they are, how fit they are, how shredded they are. Other than that, Canada is minding its own business, and, quote, fat America can't wait to take a run at them. And they did. And then Matt came in. Going to Twitter very quickly. Haunted 00 Horse. Radio Hall of Fame. You get in, and I want the name of the rapper who hit on Janet. Please, Jim, I beg you. I need to know because I have no life. Maybe. Let's make a list. Let's make a list of things, all right? That's top of the list. What else do you need to know if I get in? What do I need to trade you for a vote? Because I know just me showing up here every single day for 30 years and busting my ass to give you some quality entertainment is not enough. All right. Janet was in a restaurant, Mr. Chow's in Beverly Hills, and a rapper once hit on her. I wasn't there. She was out with one of her girlfriends. I've just not really gotten into that over time. Put that on the list. Hawk, the list now has one thing on it. Things that will trade for a vote. Brock Baker tweets, shave that filthy stash that sits upon the face of Hawk live on air and you're in the Hall of Fame. Hawk, pick it up. I can only speak for myself and I don't necessarily want to tell you got to take that thing down. But if they were to vote us, and I stress us, not me, us and you're included, into the National Radio Hall of Fame, would you take down that, quote, filthy stash that sits upon the face of Hawk live?
In a heartbeat, absolutely. And we do it with Barbasol, great sponsor of the show. I'll do anything for the show. I have a cat tattoo that I got for the show.
God,
I'll do anything.
Great point. It is such a good point. He's proven that, right? The guy will do anything for the show, a cat tattoo. And the way you incorporated that sponsor into that, Hawk, well done. Well done. Good job. All right, now the list is two. I might be willing to say who the rapper was who hit on Janet, and Hawk absolutely will take down that filthy porn stash of his if you vote us in. Us. All of us. We all go in together if I go in. It's coming up in 2 weeks. Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com. Thanks to Sean Livingston, Golden State Warriors point guard, and my man Raymond Ritter et al. Eddie Olczyk was in. Howard Beck made it in. The XR4TI did its job. You clones actually had a good day today. Good phone calls. Appreciate it very much. Stay in it. Meta World Peace is my podcast guest tomorrow. Podcast Tuesday. Look for that. I've got a very good Tuesday show for you, too. Also, so I'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.